According to the calendar, we are at the official start of the spring season, and one of my favorite plants is waking up today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
One of the most reliable early harbingers of spring is the native yellow jasmine. Driving along the roads and highways in Mississippi, yellow jasmine can be seen showing off its bright yellow blooms, seemingly growing up and over almost anything that will support the vine-like growth habit. Many homeowners ask, what is a good ground cover plant that is also low maintenance? When I say yellow jasmine, the response I usually get is, I don't want that plant taking over my yard. But here's the thing. When grown in a shady location, yellow jasmine will become the unruly scrambling plant we see at the edge of the woods. Grown in full sun, yellow jasmine becomes a well-behaved plant that is perfect for a ground cover. The bright, clear yellow flowers are displayed in clusters, and it's easy to see where the common name comes from. The flowers are funnel-shaped and can be more than an inch in length and diameter. The evergreen foliage is narrow and oblong-shaped and is a dark, glossy green. The leaves are paired opposite each other on the brownish sienna stems. As well as being a good selection for full sun ground covers, yellow jasmine has no problems growing in containers. What a good spiller this would make in a combination container. Yellow jasmine is quite drought tolerant, but will drop some of the leaves while waiting for much needed rain. For the best growth throughout the year, be sure to maintain a consistent supply of water. This is especially important if growing in containers. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.